Hello?
Hey, Travis. John with Local Splash calling you back there, sir. Did I catch you at a better time?
Who is this?
Okay, good. This is John with Local Splash. We spoke a little earlier. I know you had to leave and you're on a busy schedule. As regards to your Google listing?
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. Were you able to speak with your current provider to see what was going on there?
I did, and they told me that, see, before I came to Town Square, of course, I own my domain through Namecheap.
Okay. Yep.
We had an online presence no matter what. I guess the host, no matter whether we were, we had was a manager to help. Say, like, we hired you on, you were just our manager listening, but before we came to Town Square, if we fired that person or whatever, our website still remained up. I guess our host was not hindered. When we went to Town Square, we were paying $400 a month for our package and social media included and for the maintenance and hosting and I guess the optimization,
Sure.
So I talked to him this morning. I said, "Hey, man, how come y'all pulled our presence off the internet? Because before, the way we see it is the internet's a free space, and I paid $1,000 for our website to begin with, and they asked us to let them redesign a new one according to what they're." I had already paid, I paid $5,000 for the website that I had.
Oh my
and
God.
I had a manager and I had a manager, on it. And, we were just disputing over our, organic, marketing strategy per month to get us up to, the first page. So we were in dispute over that. And then we went to Town Square. And they redesigned it and built a new website, and offered the, we were upset because they, pulled us from visual. And the way we see it is we own our, like a housing area. We own our house. We own our domain. But the street, they didn't have any business, blocking our street off where we didn't have, like, we're on a cul-de-sac now. We're not visible to the internet. And he said, they discontinued hosting us. But, before we never had that issue when we switched a manager. They didn't, our hosting, I guess, was always with Namecheap I guess that's how I'm really not savvy on it. But anyway.
Okay. I follow you. I follow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were upset about that, but they said, "Well, we'll fix that. If we get caught back up on our, you're 2 months behind on, cause we shut down for 60 days, restructure our business internally. And, we just, we didn't keep up with our marketing payment or whatever, the $400 a month.
Right.
And, optimization, and I don't know what they've been optimizing. I can't really tell.
I was going to say. I mean, doing it now, that's great news for that, but what have they been doing at this point? And why didn't they talk to you about your website if it was down? Like, what I mean? It's being reactive than proactive on that. And not to lie there, Travis, but $400-$500 bucks a month is a lot of money. Our pricing is going to save you half that.
Right. Really?
Right? So it's not only that, but no, for real. Yeah. So for this pricing here, it's $249 a month. There is a one-time setup fee of $99, so it's $348 to get started. But month to month, no matter how many calls, jobs, clicks you get, and this is including social media, website included with that as well, using that same domain name for you, that still all stays at $249 a month. And our team here, we like to say family because at the end of the day, it's all about communication to build a long-term relationship, right? And it's month to month with no contracts. And The way we say that is because we want to earn your business every month by keeping in good communication with you, making sure your website's still up and running, make sure it's being easily found, make sure your target marketing ads are going through your social media as well. Like, this is a no-brainer at this point. I think this is something you need. A team that's going to be available for you, and we're open Monday through Friday to make sure that, hey, if there's something you need, it's voice activated. You could say billing, you could say Facebook, and they'll direct you right to our team that's available for that. So
how does your company spark references, and you have actual contractors, electrical, and Montreal that you can say, hey, look, this guy's our customer.
I have a boatload of things. Yeah. So very first thing is here. I'm going to send you a link. Okay. To this phone. Does this phone number accept text messaging? The ending with the 5975?
Yes.
Okay. So very first thing, I want to make sure you see how legit we really are. Okay. So I'm going to send you a link. This is not coming from us. This is not coming from another company. This is coming from directly from Google. Okay. You can't fake it. It's from Google's actual webpage. And once you open that up, tell me what you see. You'll see us as a premier partner. That's the highest tier partnership that Google trusts to handle SEO, like things like this. It'll have our performance, certifications, our spend. I just want to make sure you see that first thing.
Yeah, I see it.
Beautiful. So now you know I'm not lying. Like, we're the real deal, okay? The next thing I'm going to send you is a link to our website. Now, in this website, I want to make sure you can call my bluff on the actual percentage off, so see how much you're saving, because our normal prices is $5.99 a month with a $299 setup fee for this the platinum package that you're receiving. You'll see on our website that pricing, but your pricing will be on paper through invoice, through text and email, and we even do it under recording to make sure you're grandfathered in for the life of you being with us, only at $249 a month.
Wow.
But yeah, so take a look at that, and you'll scroll down to SEO packages. You'll see it right there. That's the platinum package. That's your package.
Okay, let's see here. Mm-hmm. You get down online, monitor your reviews. Can't leave. That's your success.
Yep.
I see here. Google Ads partner. What am I supposed to be looking for? SEO packages.
And yes, sir.
That's the part that... of course, we're interested. That stays at $299 a month, and that SEO package, that's building my organic presence, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir. You'll be on the local map section, whether you're talking on Google, through Voice Alexa, computers, tablets, doesn't matter. And just to let you know, it's actually cheaper than what you mentioned there. You said $299, but it's $249 month. It's $348 to get started, but you never see that payment again. It'll always stay at $249. So you're saving even more money in comparison to where you were at before or previously.
So if since they pulled I paid for that website to be a new website or whatever. Well, I don't know if Town Square Media is going to give that back to me or do y'all build me a new website?
That was what I was trying to mention to you before I was talking to you previously there, Travis. I'm willing to go ahead, since you've been through the ringer with these guys, I'm willing to go ahead and throw in the website included in your package. So if you want to use your same domain name, we can go ahead and build a brand new website using that one, or we'll build a brand new spanking one for you. But at the end of the day, still, we want to introduce our team to do that with you so that way you can see how we're going to tailor it to your company. We don't want to build a regular website. We want to make sure we're capturing the right customers that you want to spend your time with. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Now, the website that I had prior to Town Square was developed by a marketing graduate. And if you look under Electrician Lubbock Pro for Lubbock, that guy that owns that Electrician Lubbock Pro digitally, it's his company. He's from Taiwan, and he lives in Canada right now. Now, his name's Russell Wang, and he called me a little over 2 years ago, and he said, hey, would you be interested in being my electrical contractor in Lubbock for my website, for my Electrician Lubbock Pro? Of course, I've already had a small business my electric machine is my business. And he said, you know, I was paying him a percentage of calls, you know, or my gross
okay.
monthly. I'd give him 15% every month of what my profits were, which was pretty reasonable because I was generating quite a bit of money, and it worked out good. Now
right.
I built him up all of his reviews. I'm actually the boots on the ground for Electrician Level Pro, or I used to be up until about 60 days ago when we restructured. I quit using him, or I quit trading with him because I said, look, my business, I'm not a marketing expert. I don't know how to grow my business organically and up my presence and get on the first page. I put you on the first page from my work and the references, you know, that he did the marketing part for Electric Lubbock Pro. I was actually the contractor doing it under his name.
Okay.
And running my business at the same time. So while my business stayed in the 25 and 30 range of ranking, Electrician Lubbock Pro, his business shot to the very top. Now he's probably number one, two, or three in the market. So I got to telling him, I said, look, why don't you help me out? And since you're a digital expert, grow my business organically, start doing for me, what I've been doing for you on the ground here.
Right.
It makes sense. You know, we're partners. Basically, we're business partners at this point, because without me doing the work for him,
he wouldn't be there.
So, and I told him, I said, give me a break. And his break was $5,000 a month, for
what?
At least 6 months. Yeah. To get me on the first page. And I told him, I said, man, you're crazy. He said, it takes a lot of work to get, package. You know, I got to have people, you know, doing a lot of whatever work you do. He said, but by the time the 6 months, you'll be on the first page with me. And I said, I should already be that way. You should return the favor for me. And I can understand paying you a little bit, a nominal fee, but
right.
together it makes sense, business sense, that X Electric and Machine and Electrician Level Pro are in the top three, because that means that we take two spots in the electrical trade in our market, and we're going to have so much business that it's going to complement, you know, both of us. So I couldn't get him to understand that or succeed to my way of thinking, and so I split ways with him. I said, okay, we'll find you another contractor that can do what I can do, because we were dedicated. We worked our ass off to get, you know, he was rising and I was my digital presence. And the account square told me that the website that he developed for me was not like up to standards as far as to advance my organic presence. It was just remedial. And I told him about that. I said, how come my website is remedial? I don't have, you know, click here buttons or interactive like your website has. And it was like subpar. And, you know, of course, I kind of maybe caught him with his pants down. He didn't know what to say. Yeah. So that's kind of that's why I went to Town Square, because they promised that they could, hook me up with targeting customers, you know, and through television or social media or, Google requests. And so they built me a new website, and it's a pretty handsome thing, but it had so many pages to it that you could get lost in it.
Right.
When you scroll down beyond just the opening page, it had a lot of moving parts to it, pages that would, you know, you could shuffle through. And I don't know that we needed something that was that, like a video game almost, you know. people get lost in it, and I would kind of get lost in what I was even looking for to begin with.
Sure.
But we definitely... If we went with you, and I talked to them today, it's going to cost me $1,000 just to get back online with
them.
Oh,
my gosh.
They said I owed 2 months of a bill, and so it was like $980 to start back up with them. And I put them off. I said, well, let's wait till Monday. I got another guy that's your competitor. I actually told him about you. I said, he's going to call me back today, and we're going to discuss what to do, because really ticked off at you that you took us offline. And, you know, this whole time we didn't know. And somebody alerted us and said, hey, we're, y'all's website's down, you know, or it's not showing. And,
there you go. I'm gonna stop it right there, Travis. I first off, thank you for that trust and, you know, give me the time of day for one. Two, I think that we both agree of what you're even saying right now is communication is everything, and that's what we bring to the table, right? And that's seriously. I mean, you're a business owner. You know that better than anybody. You know, if they're going to take your stuff down, they need to make sure you're aware. At least reach out via text, email, call, something, anything at that point, right?
Yeah.
So
they're hold on a second. Electrician Level Pro is number 3, right? We're looking on a. Oh, we're not? Okay. We're just looking through the Google listing right now. Now, on my own, I advertise as a 24-hour electrician, emergency electrician.
Okay.
And, under that heading, I was, either 1, 2, or 3 all the time. You know, but on just regular electricians in Lubbock, I was, you know, maybe 10 or 15. You know, and, anyway, so I wasn't able to get in the general area unless you asked for an emergency electrician. It was hard for me to come up in competition. Now, I'm just going to share this with you. X Electric and Machine has 53 5-star, you know, reviews.
I see them. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I see him.
Now,
it's amazing.
Electrician Level Pro has 19, and they did have 40 something or more, but they were all fake. So Google goes through there, and they you know weed them out once every 6 months or so. They verify, I guess, with the algorithm. They connect emails, and then they find out they're false, and then they take them down. So
yes, sir.
They have 19, mm-hmm. you know, true ones, you know. But X Electric, we have 53 and they're all legit. They're all legit.
Yes,
so,
sir. I love that.
We should be in the top 3 for sure. You know, I mean, so.
Well, you're up. Okay. Let's put it this way. You're ready for it. You know, and I always say like luck doesn't, it's not comes randomly. It goes to the prepared. And this is one of those times where it's like, okay, you're only doing so much that you can handle, right? That you have control of. You can do the best job you can do and hope for the best from there. And guess what? Your work is paying off because they're leaving amazing reviews, legit reviews. And in time, other companies that are putting these fake stuff up here and there, they're going to fall off. Time always tells, and people can tell too, right? By their work, by the way they hold their company, they hold themselves. That's just the way it is. What we do is make sure that traffic is finding you. Right? So, yeah, you may have a lot of reviews. Look at your competition. Not much. I mean, you have, number 3 down, you have Action Electric. That's what I'm showing on here. You have Marshall Electric on here as well. They have way less reviews than you do. Not as good as reviews as you do. And they haven't even been in the business for that long. Some of them don't even have a website. Like, that's the type of competition you're looking at here. So, with us being able to get your website up, make sure it being found for all the keywords using in your area. Check this out. So we use target marketing ads through your Facebook. I'm looking at your Facebook right now, right? Is this you, by the way, on the picture?
Got a beard.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's me.
All right. Nice. Well it's a pleasure finally, you know, putting the voice to the face and, you know, I love it.
Thank you.
All right.
I've got a Facebook, page there and, we would like to optimize, you know, and include the social media platform. I know that's important. And,
yes, sir.
Targeting people and actually getting our name and face out there to our customers and people that know us and building a relationship with them so that they, you know, trust us and to do their resident. You know,
yes,
coming to the home is a lot different than coming into their business. And if you can get into their home with trust, you can – you can have the business too. You know,
100%.
Yeah.
I agree. And you know what? This is included already in your package. This is not additional here, Travis. So we use target marketing ads for customers that don't reach out through Google or these other directories. If they're looking your services up and they don't call you and they go on Facebook after, your ads begin to appear on their feed with a click to call you directly. So it helps remind them saying, hey, listen, you guys will look for an electrician nearby. Travis is the guy to call. Click here. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's who I wanted to call. Boom. Right there for you. And our team keeps that up to date for you as well. All of this I'm talking about is included in your package at no additional cost.
Okay.
All right.
So the website that says that maybe you would build for us, how long would that take to get up and operational?
Love the question here for you. So because you already have an idea of how you want your website to look, and you, I'm assuming you have pictures and things like that you would like to add. So I'm going to give you a laydown of our breakdown timeline for customers that don't have any web presence and that have no idea how they want their website to look. But normally, we take on average 7 to 14 days to get website up and running for them, for those customers, and the Facebook ads at the same time within the first 7 to 14 days. Now, I say it's done super quick, but for you, I mean, obviously, it's going to be a lot more easier and smoother because you already know what you want to put on there, and we'll have our team that's going to communicate with you to make that happen. Right? You already have a Facebook page, so we don't have to spend time trying to develop one for you. We just have to make sure we target in the right areas using the right keywords in those areas.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Right. So, hold on just a second.
Sure.
Can you send us a written out quota to what everything would entail, what we would have, you know, what this package offers in detail so that we can look it over, say, and give you an answer maybe Monday, Tuesday the latest, Tuesday afternoon, and give us a chance to look at it over the weekend. And I got into it with that account executive this morning over the, just the simple fact that they just dropped us off and kind of like they had us in a headlock, you know, like you pay us the money and then we'll put you back on. Before we even came to them, we were on there regardless, you know. I don't have any problem with saying I like what you're saying to me. And if you can help us, you know, and develop our organic presence and not just, we need optimization. We need our addresses corrected, you know, across Google services. We need all the little kinks worked out of the directories. You know, some directories, when we first started, we didn't have LLC at the end of our name. So there's some just electrical machines out there, and we want to make sure that across the directories, everything's correct, our address and that type
Has
of thing.
To.
So
yes, sir.
You would do that. I mean, that, and we, I guess what we want to know is would we have a report every month or to show the progress and give us a punch list of what has been done?
Yes, 100%. So you asked a lot of questions here. I'm going to answer all of them. So hopefully I don't forget one or overlook one here. But yes, so upon signing up with us, I make sure I even stay with you on the phone after payment, because I want to make sure you see in writing everything we discuss is on paper through email and through text. That we're not playing phone tag saying, hey, John, I have a question on this. You can't get a hold of me. Or I try to call you. I can't get a hold of you. I'd rather be on the phone with you. You read through it. You can see everything. Call it out as it is, right? I don't beat around the bush. I'm straightforward, man. So the next thing is, yes, we call it the dashboard. That's a fully customizable tracking system. You can track where customers are actually calling from live. You can see the keywords are being used on Google. You can see how much traffic is going in and out of your website. Shoot, you could even add pictures and testimonials and videos to your website from there as well, too. So that's how much in control you'll have of this, okay? So that's by all means. Now, here's the best part about us. We only work with one company per industry in the area. So within a 50-mile radius, we're not going to work with anybody else that's an electrician nearby. That way, we bring you the max results. That way, you know we're giving you our undivided attention. So that way, hey, you see your return on your investment. That's important to us because if we start working with other competitors, that's just, you're going to see a significant drop in your calls. You're going to see a significant drop in your, you know, rotating on Google. We don't want that. That goes against everything we do. So to me, if you ask my opinion on this one, Travis, I think this is something you need now, not later down the road, because right now I'm looking at your Google business profile. And when I click, if I was a customer and I clicked onto your website to see your work, what happens is it pops up, what's it called? Town Square Interactive. This is no longer available. With that alone, me as a customer, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but for me, I'm very visual. If I see that, I move right on to the next. I won't even bother calling, right? So that's huge factor.
Yeah, I'm dead.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just being straightforward with you, you know? I don't beat around a bush. That's what I said, you know? And that's what I'm saying is the longer we wait for that, the more opportunities you are missing. Think about it.
Okay.
Because if I'm even a referral, and I say, all right, let me take a look at his work. I don't know about this. His website's not even up. He might not even be in business.
Let me
see what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this. Can y'all kick electrician level pros ads and get me above them?
Let me see. Electrician pro ads? Let me see who this guy is.
Electrician level pro.
Oh, Love It Pro? Yeah. This guy right here, he has 19 reviews, okay, for one. All right. Let me look at his website here. And he's not bad of a website, I'm not going to lie on that one, but let me look at this. Okay, I'm being true with you, okay? On websites, what does customers really look for? They look for pictures, they look for a way to contact you, you know, and they want to see trust. They want to build trust. So how do you build trust? They have to have reviews, testimonials, hear from the customers, right? Yeah. They don't have that. These guys are everywhere. They're a big company, right? They're in Clap Park, Ballinger, Wester. They got all these things, so it looks like a big company, if you ask me. Now, when I look at things, I don't like to pick a big company because I feel like I don't get that right customer service. I like to go to mom and pop shops, if anything, especially local, right? So when I'm talking about that, we can help you with this.
They make themselves look like some kind of a company from a metropolitan area.
That's exactly what I thought just now.
No, it's not that way. It doesn't represent. We're a small family-owned contracting business, and, of course, we are dedicated to our work. We've got many pictures and personal testimonials, people that love our work. And if you did build a website for us, if you could use like pop-ups of excellent reviews, that were part incorporated into our website so that they didn't have to search for them. They were just automatic, floating through the website as they look through it. And that would be excellent. It would a big button to call now or free quote, hit the button, and that type of thing. And
boom.
Keep our company local.
Yep. That's what we can do
local.
For you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So we don't develop the logos. As long as you have a logo, we can put it in there. But when it comes to your testimonials, that's huge. And we want to put them in there. And if anything, if you have them yourself and you want to put it in yourself, you have the access to do it. Okay? So what I would suggest then, Travis, is we get things running here. I mean, we're talking for a little bit here. Obviously, you see value in this. Pricing is right. What I would suggest, we go ahead and move forward, right? We get everything started, and I can even set up as early as tomorrow for our technicians to call you to go over how you want that website to really look, how you want your ads on Facebook to look, and go over those things as soon as possible. That way, by the time you're hitting next week, you already know things are in motion already rather than saying, all right, it's stagnant, and who could be possibly looking for me right now thinking that my business is closed because I don't have a website up? You see what I'm saying?
My wife is sitting here right next to me.
Okay.
And she's our administrator. She's telling me to have you send us the quote with everything that is included in what we'd sign home for. So that, she's the business part of it. And she makes sure that, everything is, in order. I just do the work. I just get
So, that's okay. Yeah. How about this? We'll start with that then. Travis, what's the best email I could send this info to?
x.electriclubbock@gmail.com.
Lubbock@gmail.com. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start off with that first. So I'm going to send you an email with everything we discussed, including pricing, everything. So give me 1 second here. I'm sending it right now. Okay, this is with the discounted rate here. Wow. I just sent that from my email at jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know you guys got it.
We're looking at that. Hold on.
Beautiful.
Nothing yet. Let's see, Jones, is that it? No?
No, it'll be J-S-E-O. If it doesn't come in the next minute here, check your spam just in case. Sometimes I heard it goes there too.
There it is.
Oh, you got it. Okay, beautiful.
Okay. Now,
review it with your wife right now. Ask me questions, you know, concerns, anything of that nature. That's what I'm here for, because honestly here, guys, like I promise to call back, you know, I keep to my promise. I keep to my word. That's all we're good for at the end of the day, right? And right now we're trying to fulfill that position. So I know that as soon as we hang up again, it's up in the air for everyone at this company to start calling around the area. And I don't want that. That's why I'd rather stay on the phone with you guys. You read it through. Let me know if you have questions.
Hang on a second. Is the website included in this price?
I made sure it's included. So in there, where it says splash page, because we're a local splash, we call it splash pages. But that's included in there. Yes, ma'am. And yes, sir.
The website bill is included, and then our price is $249 a month, correct? With a
correct, yes, sir.
The startup fee, $349?
$348 to get started today, and that covers your first month already. So you don't have to worry about saying, oh man, I gotta pay again on the first or something. No. This covers from every 31st of the month, it'll always be $249. And I put that on a recording for you as well.
Hold on, my wife's asking a question. Let me put you on hold for just a second.
Sure.
Hey, are you there, John?
I'm with you guys. Yes, sir.
Okay, question.
Yes, sir.
You said you've got a tech support all the time that we can call in for help, you know, with our website or whatever. We're just not left on our own. Correct.
No. I give you a direct phone number. This is not the number I'll be calling from. We have a designated number. I'll give that to you. It starts with the 877, and it's voice activated. That way you can talk. You could say, you call in that number, you say website. You'll have a team designated for you guys to talk about the website. Billing, anything of that nature, they'll go ahead and help you from there as well, too. I make sure of that. Yes, sir.
So, John, we like what you're saying. And
okay.
I don't want to stay with Townsquare, neither does my wife.
Okay. I can see why.
Yeah. And I want to go ahead and try with your company.
All right.
But I want to ask you this, without committing to you today, because of reasons that I don't want to divulge to you right now. It's just, we've got some legal stuff going on. We have to wait till Tuesday before we can move forward. Like Tuesday at lunchtime, at noon, if you'll call me at 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon, I will have an answer for you. I can say yes, go ahead, or no, we can't proceed, you know, because of legal reasons for the moment. But if you will give me that much grace, I can promise you that we're going to go with you Tuesday. It's legal. It doesn't have anything to do with Town Square. They're tanked now. If you can do what you say you can do for us, and I want you to kick Electrician Level Pro's ass and put us above them, because they really left us with no choice but to back out. By no means, I'm all about making money, but I'm also about keeping your word, and if you have a business partner, to do all you can to support that person in their weakest time. You know, and I built their company up strong with boots on the ground. And then when it was my turn to need digital backup, they wanted to hold me to the fire, throw my feet to the fire, you know.
Yeah.
And The integrity part fell apart there. So I really want you to put us above this Electrician Level Pro in ratings just for personal reasons, but I want this to work. I want it to be a good partnership, and we want to grow our organic presence where we don't have to buy Google ads just to be like a steroid.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
We want a presence all the time, and we've got the listing. You know, the references and reviews to commensurate with what we want to do. So, is that something you can do for us?
Travis, you sound like a very honest, straightforward guy, and I know you need the help. So I will give you my word that I will hold this for you guys to do that. Okay.
Thanks,
so yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm putting notes in my account right here on your account, my account. And hold on 1 second. I just want to make sure here as well. Now the next thing, so I'm putting it on hold, and I have to call our guy, the gentleman you spoke to earlier was Jan, and he's calling through the area, so I'm going to have him stop calling in the area. We are closed weekend, so that helps you with timing as well too, and on Monday, so for the Labor Day. So I will give you a call on Tuesday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now if I don't hear from you guys though, I'm assuming it's a no and we'll move forward, okay? I just hope you don't mind me saying that, no offense in any sense, it's just, you know.
Okay.
But I will be giving you a call, 1 o'clock your time. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And, let me put this here. And now I did want to ask you one last question. Nothing to do with signing up or anything like that. Just your Google business profile, it shows the address as 1012 Justice Avenue. Is that the right address?
That's our home address. We had our shop was at our home. We had an office building on the corner lot of our property, but the city is making us remove that because it's a residential area. We got in trouble. They've been fining me several hundred dollars a week
Oh my gosh.
For having that listing. We actually had to move our temporary office building off the property because it's not a commercial zone. So that's why, that's part of our legal issues that I have to wait to see what the court decision Tuesday, before I can commit to. I don't want you to start my website, but I've still got, my residential address listed, and then you have to go back
right.
And, you know, we have to give you the correct commercial address to update our directories and all that kind of stuff. So that's why we ask for a little bit of grace so we can get this,
Travis, yeah. I'm going to tell you this then. I mean, I know you guys worked with other people in the past that just couldn't do the things that, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to ease your mind a lot. So I'm still going to keep to my promise if you want to go the route of going back on Tuesday. But honestly, we've been through, and me personally, I've been through this plenty of times with business owners that let's say they use their personal address for their business, right? Just to get verified. That does not mean you have to put that on Google to show to the showcase to the world. We can just make sure it's in the electrician near Lubbock or a specific county and zip codes and not show any business address at the moment until you get that legality fixed. And then when you want to add an actual address, we could do that at any time.
Okay.
Yeah, so I want to make sure you ease your mind on that's not our first rodeo. Me personally,
okay.
too. Like,
okay.
I know that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for telling me that. And that is a big comfort because regardless whether we win or lose Tuesday, we can go ahead and go forward with it.
Exactly.
So be sure to call me at 1 o'clock. I'll be looking for your call. And, you know, if for some reason I don't answer, call me back, in a few minutes. Sometimes I can't hear my phone, but I can give you my wife's phone number too, in case I don't answer, she can answer. Are you ready?
I'm ready for you. Yes, sir.
It's 806-470-3017.
Okay. And what was your wife's name?
Lily.
Lily. All right. I don't know if she can hear me, but pleasure to meet you, Lily, as well. I know you guys are all together. And again, this is going to be a relationship we want to start. So I want to make sure we start strong and everything too. Okay. So I'm glad she's there with you and you have a partner like that you could trust and, you know, rely with as well too. So that's amazing, man. I take my hat off to you guys on that. So very first thing is, yeah, no, it's honestly, it's not something you hear every day, you know, unfortunately.
Yeah,
So just again, I'll make sure to give you guys a call on Tuesday. You know, regardless if you guys have issues with the legalities of that or not, at least you know that we can make this happen for you. Okay? That's something I know for a fact.
Excellent. Thank you, John.
No problem, you guys. You have a wonderful and safe holiday weekend. I'll talk to you Tuesday, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.